rlongmont.org.
Sempre un amabile leggiadro viso, in pianto il riso e menzognero. La donna è mobile, qual più mal vento, muta d'accento e di pensier.
Well, good evening, everyone, and happy New Year, healthy, happy New Year to all of our friends who are following the Hebrew calendar. Welcome in KGNU's Opera Box, the best seat in the house. I'm your host, Ron Nadell, and tonight my playlist highlights the voice of Alfredo Kraus, one of the most lyric tenors of the last century, as you can hear from the Duke's aria in Rigoletto. Known for impeccable taste and a sense of style, he retained that youthful quality even at 70, as you'll hear if you join me now in the Opera Box. The lecherous Duke of Mantua thinks women are fickle, from Verdi's Rigoletto, with Alfredo Kraus, and Georg Schulte conducted the RCA Italian Opera Orchestra. 2.5 minutes after the hour, you're in the Opera Box at KGNU with Ron Nadell, and I've got a playlist highlighting the great lyric tenor Alfredo Kraus. His eternally youthful voice was a showstopper for more than 40 years. Quite often, they would have to perform encores to get back on track with the audience, and that was a common occurrence with Alfredo Kraus. With his name, you could be forgiven for wondering if he was Italian or German, but Kraus was born in the Spanish city of Las Palmas, on the Canary Islands, and he lived from 1927 to 1999. His father was Austrian, and his mother was Spanish. He began taking piano lessons at 4 and was singing in the church choir by 8. And he knew he wanted to be a singer. And like fellow Spaniard Plácido Domingo, Kraus developed his singing technique performing in zarzuelas, the light operas of Spain. He made his professional debut in Cairo in 1956 as the Duke in Rigoletto, and it was one of his favorite signature roles for his entire career. We'll talk more about that a little later. Well, 2 years later, he sang Alfredo opposite of Maria Callas, who was Violetta in Verdi's La Traviata. After that, the world beat a path to his door, with debuts following one after another. Covent Garden, and then Chicago Lyric Opera, and the Metropolitan New York, and La Scala. He would also perform regularly in Vienna, Paris, Barcelona, Buenos Aires. His voice was most suited to bel canto and French opera, and although he was often asked to perform heavy dramatic roles of Puccini and Verdi, he would refuse, saying that his voice was bad for the roles, and the roles were bad for his voice. His rare exceptions were the Duke in Rigoletto that we heard and Alfredo in La Traviata. What he really preferred were the romantic characters in French opera, and this led to one of his other signature roles, that of Werther in Massenet's opera, a role he recorded 15 times. Here he is in Werther's Act III aria, where Werther recites a poem to Charlotte. He's in love with Charlotte, although she is faithfully married to another. In the poem he recites, the speaker asks why spring should awaken feelings of hope in him when he knows that storms and sorrow are never far. Werther expresses his frustrated love for Charlotte, reciting a poem by Ossian from Massenet's Werther, with Alfredo Krauss and Georges Préter conducted the orchestra of La Scala Opera. I'm your host, Ron Nadel. You're in the Opera Box, and I've got a playlist highlighting the amazing tenor, Alfredo Krauss. I mentioned that Krauss recorded Werther 15 times. Many of those recordings were live performances or in film. Krauss hated the recording studio, saying, ironically, that it made him nervous. He felt that a recording is a permanent record, and thus it needed to be perfect, in interpretation as well as in execution, whereas a live performance was an artistic experience for the moment. Well, another romantic character that Krauss was drawn to was that of Goethe's Faust. Faust appears in the works of several composers. Gounod's and Boito's were his favorites. For Krauss, Goethe's character should be treated the same regardless of whose opera it was. The music speaks for itself, and one should not try to use too much personal interpretation. The character of Faust was just that well established. Well, here he is in Gounod's Faust, when the worldly philosopher is enchanted by the naive Margarita's chaste purity.
Se ta fa ad
Alfredo Krauss as the worldly philosopher Faust, smitten by the naive and chaste Margarita. Well, Krauss's lyric voice was naturally suited for bel canto, with these long, flowing melodies and those French romantics. Those roles weren't known for dramatic content, just beautiful sounds. And when asked about the relative importance of music versus drama, Krauss was very pragmatic. In bel canto, the words are just an excuse to sing, so the music is more important than drama or character. Whereas in Puccini or Verdi, drama and character may be more important for the audience. And so here is Krauss in two different arias from those opposite poles. We'll hear him first in bel canto from Bellini's I Puritani as Arturo. In this scene, Arturo and Elvira openly announce their love and their engagement. That will be followed by one of Puccini's most famous dramatic tenor arias, Nessun Dorma, from Turandot. The unknown prince knows that no one will sleep this night, while the princess Turandot searches for someone who might know his secret identity.
Thank you. nella tua fredda stanza, guardi le stelle che tremano d'amore e di speranza. Ma il mio mistero è chiuso in me, il nome mio nessun saprà, no, no, sulla tua bocca lo dirò quando la luce splenderà. Ed il mio bacio scioglierà il silenzio che ti fa mia. Dile buonanotte, tramontate stelle, tramontate stelle, all'alba vincerò, vincerò.
Khalaf, the unknown prince, knows that Princess Turandot will let no one sleep until she can learn his secret. That's with Alfredo Kraus, and Nicholas Rossinho conducted the Manuel de Falla Orchestra. Before that, we heard Arturo and Elvira openly declaring their love with Alfredo Kraus and Montserrat Caballé. And Riccardo Muti conducted the Philharmonia Orchestra and the Ambrosia Opera Chorus. Two contrasting styles sung by the great tenor Alfredo Kraus.
Support comes from the Longmont Museum, presenting Jamie Stone and Friends live in concert on September 29th. Tickets and more information are available at longmontmuseum.org.
Well, in addition to that, Kraus would occasionally undertake Mozart opera, in particular Nemorino in Don Giovanni and Papageno in The Magic Flute. And here he is in Papageno's Act One aria, where he's given a picture of Papagena, and he immediately falls in love with her image, sung in the original German.
Bezaubernd schön, wie noch kein Auge je gesehen. Nicht vieles, wie dies Götterbild mein Herz mit neu Erregung fiel.
nichts ward nicht nennen, doch viel ist hier wie Feuer brennen. Soll die Empfindung Liebe sein, soll die Empfindung Liebe sein. Ja, ja, die Liebe ist allein, die Liebe ist allein.
Alfredo Kraus as Papageno in Mozart's Magic Flute with Mario Corradone conducting the Orchestra of Madrid. One role that Kraus wasn't fond of, but found himself in great demand, was the Count in Rossini's Barber of Seville. Kraus felt that there just wasn't much going on. He really preferred those romantic, expressive roles, but audiences loved him as the Count. And so here he is as the Count who's pretending to be a student, serenading Susanna. Kraus is 55 years old.
Thank you. sorgi ancora e puoi dormire così oh, sorgi mia dolce
A 55-year-old Alfredo Kraus as the Count, who is pretending to be a student, serenading the young Susanna from The Barber of Seville by Rossini. Another role that Kraus loved and recorded 15 times was the Duke in Rigoletto. Now, I mentioned earlier that Kraus's voice seemed ageless, and I've got an example of that. I have stitched together two recordings of the Duke's Act II aria, where the normally self-centered Duke actually is worried about someone else. He's attracted to Rigoletto's daughter Gilda, but she may have been kidnapped, and for the moment he's on the verge of tears. Now, one recording was made when Kraus was 36 years old, and the other was made when he was 60. Recordings will switch halfway through. See if you can tell which is which.
Istanti prima che il mio presagio interno sull'orma corsa ancora mi spingesse. Schiuso era l'uscio e la magion deserta. E dove ora sarà quell'angiol caro, colei che prima poté in questo cuore destar la fiamma di costanti affetti, colei si pur al cui modesto sguardo quasi spinto a virtù talor mi credo. Ella mi fu rapita e chi l'ardiva ma ne avrò vendetta. Lo chiede il pianto della mia divetta.
Alfredo Kraus as the Duke in Verdi's Rigoletto. Well, could you tell that In the second half of that track, Krauss was 60 years old. That's when the waltz rhythm in the aria began. In the first half, he was 36 years old. Here's another example of his longevity, singing Edgardo in Lucia di Lammermoor, in a live production of Lucia di Lammermoor, where Edgardo tells Lucia that although their families are rivals, his love for her removed any thoughts of rivalry. Krauss is 70. Alfredo Krauss as Edgardo singing to Lucia Aliberti, who's about half his age. Krauss was 70 in that recording, with Marcello Viotti conducting the German opera Berlin. Well, in interviews, Krauss often said that next to his wife, singing was his whole life. When she passed away in 1997, he stopped singing. For almost 9 months, he resumed singing, saying, "I don't have the will for singing, but I must do it, because in a sense, it's a sign that I've overcome the tragedy. Singing is a form of admitting I'm alive." Krauss sang his last recital at the age of 71 and passed away a few months later after a long, hard battle with pancreatic cancer. I'm going to conclude tonight's tribute to Alfredo Kraus with his live performance as Tonio from Act One of Donizetti's The Daughter of the Regiment. Tonio regales his comrades, telling them that he has just joined the army. In this aria, Donizetti wrote 8 high Cs, but Kraus is only 64.
A mes amiques, je le répète, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. L'amour qui m'a tourné la tête, désormais, me rend en héros. À quel bonheur, oui, mes amis, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. Mes amis, quel jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. À mes amis, quel jour de fête, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux. Je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux, je vais marcher. À mes amis, je vais marcher sous vos drapeaux.
Les camarades et camarades,
c'est en vous seul que j'espère.
Oh, c'est l'homme de Hartel.
Écoutez-moi, écoutez-moi, moi. Monsieur son père, écoutez-moi, car je sais qu'il dépend de vous de me rendre ici son époux.
Thank you.
Antonio tells his comrades he has joined them in the army. From Donizetti's Daughter of the Regiment, with Alfredo Kraus and James Levine conducting the Chicago Lyric Opera and Men's Chorus. That was in a live recital. Well, this is your host, Ron Nadel. I want to thank you all for keeping me company here in the Opera Box. I hope you enjoyed our tribute to the great tenor Alfredo Kraus. But stay tuned. The music continues with a Classic Monday and your host, Gary McBride, right after this.
Does your car have a name? Does it speak to you? Is your car trying to tell you goodbye? At KGNU, we treat every vehicle donation as a heartfelt and generous contribution. If it's time for you to give your beloved vehicle a meaningful send-off, consider donating it to KGNU. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR and a friendly operator will walk you through the vehicle donation process. That's 1-844-KGNU-CAR, and thanks.
So you've been thinking about sponsoring underwriting on KGNU, but just don't know how to get started? Let us make it easy for you. The next time you're near a phone, pick it up and call 303-449-4885. Someone from the KGNU underwriting staff will be more than happy to explain the process step by step. If you like, we can even swing by and drop off some information. It's that easy. Remember, call 303-449-4885. Then the next time you're listening to KGNU, you just might hear your business name on the air.
It's 20 seconds before 8 o'clock. You're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Up next, a Classic Monday.
Support comes from the Caribou Room, a live music venue and event center located in Nederland. Featuring a masquerade ball with Banshee Tree, Power Lung Rangers, and costume contest, Saturday, October 29th. Ticket information and more at thecariboo.com.
Support comes from Paradise Found Records and Music, formerly Bart's Record Shop, Boulder's source for new and used music, buying record collections at the customer's location, located at 1646 Pearl Street and open daily at 11 a.m. More information at ParadiseFoundRecordsMusic.com or by calling 303-444-1760.
Good evening and welcome to A Classic Monday. My name's Gary McBride and I'll be with you for the next 2 hours. Tonight, music by Deems Taylor, Ara Maricanto, Friedrich Gulda, and David Matthews. To begin, Hugo Wolf was an Austrian composer born in modern-day Slovenia. In 1887, he composed this string quartet, which he named simply Serenade in G Major. But 3 years later, he was referring to it as his Italian serenade, and that's what we call it today. It is one of his few works that is not an art song. Serenade in G Major, the Italian Serenade by Hugo Wolf.